79 Islamic Revolution in Iran. We want to take a look at exactly what's causing the uproar, and what exactly does it all mean. And helping me out to look at this tonight, I'd like to welcome our guests right here in the studio. We have a professor from University of Tehran, Mr. Mohammed Marandi. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Marandi, let's start off, like they say, from the beginning, because we have people looking at this from all over the world. What's the big deal about a picture being torn?
Well, I think the fact that the late Ayatollah Imam Khomeini had tremendous respect, not only among mainstream politicians in the country, but throughout the country and among the people of the country, first and foremost because he set the country free, freed the country from American and foreign hegemony, and he was basically the driving force behind the revival, or let's say the indigenous or the traditional culture of the country, as opposed to the past when our country was being not only driven towards a consumer society and a capitalist economy, but also a country which had no values of its own and whose youth were basically either following leftist ideologies or liberal Western ideologies. But he gave them the self-confidence to think independently and to find a third way where human values were stressed upon, and also social justice was for him and for the people of the society very important and central.
So the tearing of his picture, does it symbolizes, for example, people who did this going against those values, or exactly how do you see it?
Yes, I think it's basically being seen as a small group of radicals who are basically looking to Western countries for their values and for basically information, and they are addicted to Persian television satellite channels that are funded by the United States.
You just talked about Persian television channels and channels being funded by the United States. Just because you brought that up, I want to skip to this right now. But let's look at the as far as the international coverage of Iran in general since the time of the election. Do you think that it has been unnecessary coverage or more coverage than it would be if it was another country? Or how do you see the international media's role in all of this?
Well, it's basically the Western media. Western countries have always been hostile towards Iran. It's been something that existed even before the revolution. The revolution itself was considered to be backward, reactionary. The first decade of the revolution itself, the government at that time was projected and presented as reactionary and anti-Western and opposed to human rights and all sorts of human values. So that's something that always existed. If you, for example, read the New York Times, when it comes to Iran, it always seems like some sort of it seems like TASS News Agency with a more, let's say, which is far more slick than TASS, you know. So in general, the Western coverage of Iran has always been negative. But in the past few months, it has been extraordinary and excessive. And not only the Western news channels, the English news channels, but I think it would be interesting for many of your viewers to know that there are tens of Persian channels funded by the United States and its allies that are beaming into Iran 24 hours a day. And some of them are extraordinarily hostile towards Islam. Some of them are extraordinarily racist. They speak out against Arabs, the sort of language that is being used against Arabs by these channels that are funded by the U.S. government. If they were translated into English, or into Arabic, I think it would cause an uproar in the United States. You cannot speak about African Americans or any minorities in the United States using this sort of language, but it is repeated on with U.S. funding.
Okay.
On Persian channels.
Now, I want to look at what the leader of Iran's revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, he has made a speech, and he said during the speech that a group in the society had encouraged riots after the presidential election in June and had prepared the way for insults against Imam Khomeini. What do you think exactly that he meant by this comment?
What is exceptionally unfortunate is that after the elections, when accusations were made with regards to the elections and it was claimed that the elections were manipulated, instead of providing evidence, the people who made the accusations called people to the streets. And initially a lot of people went, even people who voted for Mr. Ahmadinejad. I didn't vote for either of the two main candidates, by the way, but the supporters of Mr. Ahmadinejad, some of them who I knew, actually went because they thought that they probably were going to provide evidence, and when they make such explicit accusations, they probably have the evidence to prove it. Gradually, though, it became clear that they had no evidence, and even more recently, the head of the reformist faction in parliament, Mr. Tabish, he said very explicitly that there was no manipulation of the vote, and the elections were correctly conducted. But unfortunately, that move, which was a mistake, gradually, I think, instead of the candidates, the losing candidates, instead of coming back to reality and accepting the fact that they did not have evidence, I think they put themselves in a position where they just couldn't say we'd made a mistake. And so they've been dragging this on for the last few months, and Western countries have taken advantage of this. I think the mistake that Western governments are making is that they think that as a result of the actions of this small group of people, which has over the months has decreased dramatically, because more and more people are disillusioned with them, and more people have realized that they're not behaving rationally, the Americans have mistakenly come to the conclusion that they can put some sort of pressure on Iran to deny Iran of its rights, for example, to enrich uranium. So I think that they've done a huge disservice to Iran by breaking the law and by creating this atmosphere.
Now, you said, let me interrupt you here, you said they've done a huge disservice by breaking the law. Do you think these individuals that you are talking about, is a possibility that they will be charged, or how do you see it happening? Because what Ayatollah Khamenei said, he said that those who had encouraged rioting realized which countries, if they realized which countries were supporting them, such as France, the UK, and the United States, it should have been basically a warning for them that they were going in the wrong direction. So I want to know, how do you see this statement, and do you think that there will be any charges brought?
Well, one thing that he said in today's speech, which I thought was pretty interesting, was that he believes that we should try as much as possible to keep everyone on board. And despite the fact that the former candidates, the losing candidates, have made quite a number of statements that have been unfair to him, his response has always been very soft and measured. I think that the state would like to happen would just to allow things to die down. To a large degree, that has already happened. We already see that even on campus, you only see fringe groups now who are trying to create trouble and to disrupt classes, and the majority are tired.
You're saying that it's basically waning down, but we know in a lot of the international media that it's been showing as if it's growing by the day.
Well, it was interesting. Just a couple of days ago, I was reading the New York Times, and they showed a picture saying that these are the protesters. And if you look at closely at the picture, a lot of the demonstrators were holding pictures of Ayatollah Khamenei. So it's their representation of Iran is not very accurate or necessarily very honest. But also, it's significant to note that, for example, just today, the minority, the reformist faction in parliament, they too condemned the tearing of the pictures of Imam Khomeini, and they supported state-run television for showing what had actually happened. And I think that that is itself a very good sign that the reformist movement in Iran, many of them are remaining mainstream and distancing themselves from the extreme actions of other elements of the reformist movement that I think are seen by many to be affiliated to foreign countries and to foreign groups and being supported by foreign governments.
Okay, Professor Mandy, I'm almost out of time, but a last question. Many times, a lot of the leaders, and of course the leader himself, has pointed the finger at a lot of foreign elements. Now, there are people that are saying that any kind of problem, anything that comes Iran's way, that they always blame either Washington or London or Paris or some foreign element, but actually it's from within the problem. What's your comment on this?
Well, I think it's obvious that there is foreign interference when the United States and its partners are spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year for regime change in Iran. That automatically means that they're officially trying to overthrow the state. This is not CIA secret, secret money being brought into the country. This is official stuff. So you have tens of television channels trying to create chaos or trying to create unrest in the country, trying to pit people against one another inside the country, interfering in the country's internal affairs, being funded by the United States. You have huge amounts of money being spent by the American government as well as European governments to influence the situation in the country. So there's absolutely no doubt about that. And I think that anyone who denies this is being somewhat silly and simple-minded. And I think that especially when you take into account the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of American and European and NATO troops in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and the Persian Gulf region, one should be very wary of adhering to the ideas that are spread by American-funded channels.
Okay. Professor Mohammad Marandi, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, going to our next subject, even if it had been known that there weren't